come before you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We present our body a living sacrifice to you. We present our will to seek the things that are above, where you sitteth at the right hand of the Father. We set our affections upon things that are above and not upon the earth. We come out from among them to consecrate ourselves before you. We enter the veil with you, our forerunner has passed. We enter into the holiest of all by the new and the living way. Consecrated by the veil of your flesh, we draw near through the door, through the veil, through the pillar of glory, into the jurisdiction of your kingdom, into where you are, into your glory, into your grace, into the peace that passeth all understanding, into where you are. We come to the fountain. If any man thirst, he said, let him come to you and drink. For out of his innermost being, out of the temple within him, would flow rivers of living water. Spake of the operation of the Holy Spirit. We acknowledge you, Holy Spirit, today as our senior partner, our co-laborer. We are under your authority. We're submitted to you. We acknowledge you are the administrator and the administration of these waters. Nothing will flow without you. For you turn these waters into rivers. You turn them into streams. You bring them from the kingdom within to this world system. The utilization of our faith. You are the one that draws the waters out. You are the manifester of these waters. You materialize them into this earthly system. You demonstrate. Authenticate. Stir these waters, Holy Spirit. Help us today. Open the wells of salvation. Open the well springs of life. Help us today as our co-laboring senior partner. All that we are, we're not in charge of these waters. You are. When they flow, we move with these waters. All that thirst, come to the waters. To him that is athirst, you give the fountain of the water of life freely. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You give unto us this day that is athirst, this fountain of water that's dwelling within us, this living fountain of glory, this living fountain of power, of blessing, of healing, of salvation. How excellent is your loving kindness. Place our trust, Lord, under the shadow of your wings. We're positioned under the shadow of your wings. We are abundantly satisfied this day with the fatness of thine house. You make us a drink of the river of your pleasures, of the waters of Eden, the waters of your pleasure, those waters, for with thee is the fountain of life. You are, you always have been, and always will be the source of all life. Showed unto us a pure water, a river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of the Father, proceeding out of the Lamb. These waters come out of thee. Lord, you're the fountain of living waters. We vow today not to forsake you anymore, to hew us out cisterns that cannot hold water. We stay with you. We believe in you. We believe in these waters. We believe in the fullness of them. We believe for you. Visiteth our earthen vessel and watereth it today. You greatly enricheth us with the river of God that's full of water. You preparest us seed when you have so provided for it. The seed of this word that we carry, the seed of this government that is within us. You've planted it into the soil of our hearts. We've kept this word, Father. We've kept this seed into the ground as you've asked us to do. We've not allowed it to be stolen. We've not allowed it to be taken. You watereth now our riches abundantly, settling the furrows thereof, making our ground soft with your waters. You softeneth our ground. You softeneth. You blesseth the springing up of this government. You crowneth our year with goodness, and our paths they drop fatness everywhere, dropping fatness everywhere, dropping fatness everywhere. Our paths are dropping fatness. Our paths are dropping fatness. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. We are that tabernacle. And your water runs through us today. Your water runs through our tabernacle, runs through our temple. Your water filleth. You guideth us continually, and you satisfy our soul in the drought, making fat our bones. For our soul is a watered garden. We are springs of water whose waters fail not. Our waters are sure. Our waters will not fail to flow, for the waters you've given unto us is a spring of water, welling up, bubbling up, springing up continuously, sure waters into everlasting life, rivers, continuous waters, continuous kingdom, a kingdom that cannot end, pure, pure, pure waters, for our soul is as a watered garden. We will not sorrow anymore at all. Soul is a well-watered garden. No more sorrow, for you saturate our soul with fatness, your people with goodness. For you cleaveth, you split this rock wide open in the wilderness, in the waters. Give us to drink of the great depths, the waters of the great deep, the waters of generations past, the waters of the early church, the waters of conception, the deep waters. You bring the streams out of our rock. You cause waters to run down like rivers. You open it. Rock within us. You cause the waters to break out. They gush forth, running down into the dry places like rivers. Like rivers, we have rivers running through us. The waters of the last day movement are within us. The waters of the last day They're not of us. They're just in us. You've set the well springs within. Tremble, thou earthen vessel, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turneth our rock into standing water, and the flint into a standing fountain. Stand up, O rock, into a fountain of water. Stand up into a mighty fountain. Stand up as a geyser well. Stand up, O rock. For the last day, stand up. Stand up into flowing rivers. Stand up into flowing streams. Stand up in the midst of our wilderness. Stand up in this desert. We're not praying for rain. We're praying for it to come forth from this well. From the wells of salvation, from the deep. Call it the deep at the noise of your waterspouts. You open unto us the fountains of the deep. You open the fountains of the deep. As you did in the days of Noah, and you flooded the earth. Your waters are rising above my highest hills. Your waters are rising above my highest mountains. 15 cubits above, 22.5 feet above my highest mountain. I'm dwelling in the waters to swim in. We are dwelling in water. The waters of baptism. The waters of baptism. Your rain is filling the pools. Your fountain is filling the pools. Our wilderness and the solitary place has been turned to gladness. Our desert now is rejoicing. It's blossoming as the rose. Blossoming abundantly. Glory of Lebanon has been given unto us in the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. We see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. For in this movement, the eyes of the blind will see, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. The lame are leaping about as the hart all over this sanctuary. The tongue of the dumb will sing. They'll sing, Father, they'll sing. Their tongues will be loosed to sing. For in the wilderness, the waters will break out. And streams in the desert, for our parched land now, has become a pool of water. And our thirsty land has been turned into water springs. Our thirsty land is now full of water. Full of water. We're full, Lord, of your living waters. For you turneth our wilderness into a standing pool of water, and our dry lands into water springs. It's there you bring the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare the city of apostolic habitation. It's there that we will sow the fields, plant the vineyards, and yield the increase. It's there by the waters you blesseth us. It's here by the waters you greatly multiply us. You suffereth not us to decrease again. We're swimming in a pool of water, saturated into living water. The waters are breaking out, bursting forth from the Lord's temples, breaking out of thy right hand, breaking out of the right side of the altar, issuing out of that foundation's cornerstone. Out of thy right hand, the waters are releasing, flooding our temple floor. moving out of the east gate. The waters are rising above the ankles. The waters are rising above the knees. The waters are rising above the loins. The waters to swim in. Whithersoever this double river goeth, everything will live. Flowing to the great sea of commerce. For the wealth of the seas will be converted unto us. We go down to the sea in ships and we do business in great waters. We see the works of the Lord and your wonders in the deep. You extend prosperity and peace to us in the rivers and the wealth of the nations into the flooding streams. The waters of commerce releasing to the great sea. The waters salvation, healing, deliverance, and wholeness releasing into the Dead Sea. Everything will live whithersoever these waters flow. The fishermen will stand on the shores of En-Gedi and En-Eglaim, casting forth the nets. A great multitude of fish from every nation will come because these waters have been healed. The trees are growing. The cities are growing. The apostolic government is growing upon every side of the river. The leaves of the trees bearing their fruit after their kind every month. These supernatural qualities being because the waters have issued out of the sanctuary. The leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nation. Salvation is in the waters. The healing of the nations in the waters. Creative life is in the waters. Evangelism is in the waters. Wealth transference in the waters. It's here in these words, Father. It's in a watery womb within us. This government that we carry. We pray here, Father. We look to the wells of salvation within us. Our Father, which art in heaven. We shut the door. We're here with you. You're our Father. We're sons that sit at your throne. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done into the earth as it is here already completed. You're the Alpha and the Omega, Lord. You're the beginning and the end. To him that is athirst, you give to drink of these waters freely. These waters are finished. There's no more work to be done. Only for these waters to flow, the finished work is in the waters. It's here. In these words, Father, we carry this government. Let these waters break forth. Let this government break forth in the seven pillars thereof, in the eight operations. The two olive trees, the double river, the Mount Hebron inheritance, the Capernaum inheritance, waters of 100-fold inheritance, the restoration of apostolic testimony into the earth. We look here to these fountains now, Father. We look to the waters within. Come like you promised. Flow like you promised. Break forth like you promised. Let this fountain break forth from our temple. We pray here. We look here to these waters for the future of the cities in these waters. The future of this church is in these waters. The future of this center, this house, is in these waters. Our future's in these waters. Our next level is in these waters. We look no farther than right here. We will not bind these waters to the waters of the flesh. We will not pollute these waters with putrid water. We consecrate to these waters. We look only to this fountain. We will not forsake you again, Lord. We believe upon these waters. We look only here and all that's in this water. For there is a revival and a movement of God not seen in this generation sitting in the wells of your people. There is a glory and a power and a government and an operation and a wisdom and a glory and a grace. For there is wisdom and power and riches and might. There is glory, honor and blessing. There is fullness in these waters that our generation has not seen, that will so bypass the present anointings upon our lives. There is a government in these waters. There is a river. The streams make glad the city of God. Let it flow into this church. Let it flow into this sanctuary. Let it flow into the parking lots. Let it flow upon that Islamic center. Let it flow into this city. Let it flow into this community. Let it flow into. Let it flow into media. Let these waters flow into the marketplace. Let these waters flow into our family, upon our children, upon our homes, upon our finances. Let it flow upon our bodies. You washeth our bodies with pure, pure water. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. I'm covered in the waters. Let these waters break out. The sanctuary, let them break out into the community's teams carrying the waters. Open the fountains, Father. Give us a gift to open the fountains. Grant us a grace to open the fountains. We so believe in. Bless the intercessors of this house. Let the waters break out in front of them. Let it break out into everything that they touch. Let special blessings, supernatural blessings, release. Send a kingly anointing through these waters. Send the fullness to these waters. Let them bring us lands and buildings and media. The waters bring forth after its kind. Well, its kind is sitting in these words. As the whole earth came out of the waters and brought forth everything after its kind. Well, its kind's in these words. Let these waters bring forth this government. Let there be apostolic government in this house. Let there be wealth transference in this house. Let there be 100-fold glory in this house. Let there be creative miracles in this house. Let there be salvation and worship out of thy right hand in this house. Let there be the Father's house. Shift to the Father's house now. We're shifting from Houston Revival Center to the Father's house. We shift today, Father. We shift. We move with the waters. We surrender control. We're not in charge of these waters. You are, Holy Spirit. We follow you. We flow with the waters now. Let him take us. Let the waters take us. We enter into the waters of baptism for our life to be no more, that we may emerge commissioned for apostolic government. Christ went into the waters for his commission. Elisha and Elijah went through the waters for commission. Peter threw himself out of the boat into the waters before his commission. He commissioned him dripping in water, Lord. Feed my sheep, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. We enter to the waters of commission, the waters of separation from what was to what shall be. The waters of apostolic testimony. We come out of these waters, Lord, we'll see you. We come out of these waters, we will behold you. Our eyes will see the King. Our witnesses will be authenticated. Our testimony will be confirmed. There's so glory in these waters, Lord. There's glory here. Everyone's lives are about to be radically changed, lifted up into the heavenly places. The bridal company, dripping in water, washed, purified. I see her, Lord. I see the emerging bride. I see the waters coming out of her. I see it breaking forth in city after city after city. Your greatness is living inside of them right now. I'm going to go open their waters, Lord. You're going to open the fountains of the deep. The world's going to see your glory again. You're going to open the rivers in high places when the poor and needy seek water and there is none. Their tongue faileth for thirst. You will hear us. There is such glory in here right now. You will not forsake us. You openeth rivers in high places and fountains out of our temple. Our wilderness has become a pool. Manam randishtia. There's glory. Waters, Lord. What life I'm feeling right now. Holy Spirit, you're brooding over the waters of this sanctuary right now, waiting to bring forth the government after its kind. Everything will live again. Your people will live, Lord. The sons and daughters will live. I feel your glory in this place, Lord. I feel your glory. Your power and your glory in the sanctuary. A drink of the water. I surrender to the waters. I'm lost in your water, Lord. I lay upon your ocean floor, Lord. I'm lost in you. I'm found in you. Such glory. Such glory, Lord. I hear the trembling. Utter surrender to thee. Utter surrender. We believe in you, Lord. We believe. We believe. believe. We believe upon you. We believe. Oh, we believe, Lord. We believe. Holy Spirit, you're brooding here. Hovering over the water. Brooding over the water. Fill our water pots. Fill us to the very brim. Such glory. Such glory and such grace. Get ready, says the Spirit of grace, for prayers to be answered in this place. One after another, after another, after another. Even prayers you did not pray. Get ready. Sons, daughters, you have found my waters. Watch and see what I will do. Get ready. The days of glory are at hand. This is your time, Holy Spirit. This is your glory to manifest these waters, turn them into wine. To recreate bodies, to cause the tongue of the dumb to sing, cause the eyes to open again, and the ears of the deaf to be unstopped. This is your time, Holy Spirit. Show the world this gospel, not just tell it to them. It's your time, Holy Spirit. Going about doing good, destroying all the works of the devil, anointed of the Holy Ghost. Bring the waters forth now, Holy Spirit. Bring them out of the wells. Let these waters flow now. Let these rivers flow. Burst forth the fountains, Lord. Cleave the rock. Split it wide open, Lord. Split open the rocks and let the waters gush out. Split open the rocks. Give us drink from the great depths. Open the rock. Let the fountain stand up. Let the fountain stand up. The fountain stand up. The standing water. Stand up, O fountain. From the rock, stand up, O giant. Stand up. Our king, stand up, our apostle. stand up from the water. He's standing out of the waters. Stand up out of the rock now. At the fountain, stand up. Stand up, oh fountain, from thy rock. And give forth thy waters to this nation. Give forth thy waters to this city. Give forth thy waters to the world. Stand up. I see that rock standing up now. Lying dormant, waiting for those who would find the well. For the hundredfold inheritance, this one is the well of Rehoboth. The wells of Rehoboth have been opened. The wells of God has made room for us. God has made room for us. God has made room for us in exceeding great land. The envy of the world system will soon come. That great blessing that's in these waters breaking forth. Break forth, O fountain, cleave the rocks, cleaving the rocks, cleaving them, splitting them wide open. Opening the wells, splitting them wide open. Dabrambase prombaparindese. Brushtim brem 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 brada sevre many. Open, open, open. Open wide your rock. Open wide your rock. I see glory. I see the blind eyes opening. I see the tongue of the dumb being loosed. Let the waters flow. Let the waters flow. Let the sound of many waters breaking forth. The sound of the many waters breaking forth. The sound of the waters breaking forth. I hear the sound of the army of the Lord. The rushing waters flowing. The rushing waters flowing. The waters flow. Let the waters flow. Let the wells break forth into singing. Let the earth break forth into singing. Let the mountains part and the hills be removed. The rumbling of the fountains. The rumbling of the fountains of the deep. The rumbling of mighty water. The mighty waters, Sana, thy waters have drawn nigh from the fountain of life, where there will be no more strife. Up from the depths, up, spring up, spring up, spring up, spring up, spring up. Spring up, spring up. I hear the rumbling water, sound of many waters, the sound of many waters, sound of many waters.
The sound of heaven touching earth. Spirit.
Lord,
surrender.